am broken, I am encouraged. Been cut down and I'm lifted up. I feel love when I'm in Harvest Word Assembly.
Welcome to Harvest Word Assembly.
And many of us have left our first love. Say it and just claim it. The next bus stop to that is actually stealing. Ulejija. Praise the Lord. So is any afflicted, let him pray. Paul got to a point in Galatians chapter 6 verse 17. He said, henceforth. When most of us in this generation talk about the apostolic, I laugh at them. Because we only speak about the sweet part of the apostolic. One of the grace ingrained in the apostolic is ability to suffer and not move. How many of you are willing to suffer? Go and check when Paul was talking about the graces of the apostolic. He was not dealing with the super apostles. He said, I've received strokes, 39 strokes, two or three times. He said, I've been hazarded on the high sea. Fastings many days and many nights. He began to, now he knew that when he's talking about anointing, someone will come and say, we have anointing more than you. He said, let's try the other way around. Let's flip the coin the other way around. How about the suffering? Yorubas will say, if you have clothing more than an elder, you won't have rags more than them. So the elder will say, oh, you have fine clothes, you have the boutique or in town. Let's try it the other way around. I've been around for a while. But the truth remains that there are some battles, they are just not necessary for you to fight. It's just whether you just avoid them. Some afflictions will leave your life if you pray. I know, apologies to you worship leaders. Say what prayer can do, praise can do. Is actually a lie. Because why don't you say, Christ said, you praise me with your mouth, but your heart is far away from me. Why don't you say so? So we do all that to get people to get thingy and get singy and get clappy and then eventually get back home and get frustrated. At times, you can't differentiate between a worship leader and Sashino Peters. Dance, 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 and forget your sorrow. Dance, dance, dance. You know, before we also talk, you will say, after all, David, Oga, David didn't dance by the flesh. Sorry, I came to lead us to pray. Is any afflicted, let him pray. Now, each time my heart rests upon this scripture, a burden to really, really pray comes up. How many of you really want to pray? Paul got to the point, 2 Corinthians chapter 7 from verse 5. He said, this light affliction. Oh, that's one of the grace of the apostolic. To trivialize affliction. He said, this light affliction. Oh, you see trouble and you're chicken out. Why did they come to church? My shirt got burnt. My suit got burnt. And you're apostolical. Paul said, this light affliction worketh but a far more weight of glory. He's seen ability of affliction to work out glory. But not all affliction. Some affliction work out shame. As in, tell long about stepping Ojoa TNE. Did you hear me? When a landlord shows up and you are speaking in tongues, he will look at you and smile. When I was a single brother, I didn't understand this. Bishop Waliyoki said, if your tongues can't produce money, he said, women don't see your Christianity as serious. Sisters, can I talk to you for a moment? An average Christian, Holy Ghost-filled woman is a gold digger. If you say you are a charcoal digger, no problem, that's your destiny. My wife let me know, I saw your future, that's why I agreed for you. It's not your face that look like camouflage. We're different colors by then when I agree for you. I saw your future. Sisters, do you agree with me that you're a gold digger? You have abilities to see a future. If someone just show and say, I am Mr. Django. I will beat you. I will wound you. I will maltreat you. God sent me to you. Will you give in? Sisters, talk to me. Will you give in? Come on. But when you see the future, this one will soon become this. Say, God said. But there are people that you need to join them war for the affliction and the afflictors of their lives. Can we deal with affliction for 5 minutes this morning? If anyone is under any form of affliction, I trust that God sent me to you. Hallelujah. Let's pray for 5 minutes. Just pray in the Holy Ghost. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Just pray in the Holy Ghost. We are dealing with every kind of affliction. Some affliction will not leave till you pray. From affliction, my child was afflicted with pile. Each time he visits the toilet, the bonbon comes out. Everything we know to do, we are done. One of those days, I got to the house, I saw my wife, grabbed him, held him in the room, and was tonguing seriously. Some afflictions will not go, no matter how you anoint it, until you pray. If anyone in the house is afflicted in any aspect of life, you have the opportunity to pray this morning. Is any afflicted? Let him pray. I've come to steer you up onto prayer this morning. Look at that aspect of life where you've been hard pressed. Look at that aspect of life where you've been pushed to a corner. Look at that aspect of life where it seems like you have not measured up. Look at that aspect of life where your strength is failing. You feel like throwing in the towel. You're about to let go and let in and give up. But the devil is a liar. It is time to receive grace.
In Jesus' name we pray.
A minister told me, he's a man of God. Why do Africans develop very late? I said, sorry. He said, you know what I'm talking about. He said, why do we take responsibility very late? You know what the Lord told me? He said, the election between Buhari and Jonathan was an election between two wrong options. And I had to give you one out of the wrong option. And it was good for us that PDP was out of the scene for a season. And I tell you the truth, I lie not. I don't like Buhari. I don't like APC. I don't believe in them. Neither do I believe in PDP. But the fact remains, PDP took us for a ride for a long time. And God just needed to step in and tell them, it can't always be business as usual. But despite all that, God said it was an election between two wrong choices. So you have to choose the less wrong. Amen. But why did I get in there? The man of God said, why do we develop late? And then I began to think years ago, I used to wonder, do you know when Kenneth E. Hagin got married? 18. Do you know when Kenneth T.L. Osborne got married? 17. Do you know when, was this young boy, this writer of Ghost General? Robert Leiden. I mean, we can go on. Then, Bros Zuckerberg, how old is he? Our so-called computer guru, go and check their age. I mean, those who we say, because we spend most of our lives being certificated idiots. We just kept acquiring certificates. And my man in Akure, pastor, local pastor, said, Danwada, or John Law, become what you claim you want to become. Time is going. Now it is time to break free from the affliction of Africa. Hear me. There's an affliction of Africa. We develop late. And as a church, we need to break free from that affliction. I say, I'm the next best thing. I'm the next best thing. Will you talk to God for 1 minute? I break free from the affliction of Africa. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hear me. Hold it. Hear me. You know, there is a program called Nigerian Praise that was championed by Gowon. Now, the American version, I won't call him of the man of God because I'm not going to praise him. He was trying to help galvanize those of them in the U.S. for the... And someone who I know said he drove his pastor there. And then, while they were discussing who should, and then they agreed amongst themselves, let's let them choose someone amongst them to be the minister for the... He's going to comprise of all Nigerian ministries in the U.S. So it's a big program. And so let's choose one amongst us. And they unanimously chose a younger person among who is a minister who has preached in many fora that they knew of. And they said, this person can do it. And the Nigerian man of God got up and said, he's a young boy, he can't do it. And one minister said, anything youth cannot be involved in doesn't have a future. And I don't want to partake in anything that doesn't have a future. the program will be held this September. That person will be preaching. A young person. But the Nigerian pastor said he can't do it. And they didn't want to insult his sensibility. They told him, we have seen it in many foreign ministers. And you, here you come from Nigeria, exporting madness. Say, he can't do it. Why? He's a youth. That's the thing I'm talking about. So you need to understand my body this morning. There's an affliction upon the church in Nigeria. There are many things they say we can't do because we are young people. But it's time to break free and say, I will do this. I will achieve this under God. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Someone pray this morning. I break free from the affliction over Nigeria. I break free from the affliction over Nigerian churches. I break free from the affliction over Nigerian Christians. Lord, I break free. You are not praying like you believe me this morning.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Galatians 6:17, I was quoting, Paul said, henceforth, let no one, meaning I've had my fair share. And I was telling them in church. What's a lot of you are popcorn generation. How many of you know Guguru? You see what I'm talking about? You don't know Guru. But you know popcorn. You know popcorn. Praise God. Guru, let me tell you the mystery of Guru or Guguru. My boys used to wonder, Daddy, why don't you love shaving off all our hair? Say, beyond the fact that people say you want to barb us like you, I said no. It's because Yoruba called that haircut Gorimapa. You know the name of Gorimapa? Ongeorimapa. Your head is as shiny as your. I say, I don't want to go there, Makwa. Guguru is when you carry dry corn, put inside fire, and keep. Don't, you won't allow it to pop. You just allow it to become hot. Then you bring it down. You will now eat enough. Three things it will do. It will lacerate all your tongue. It will injure all your jaw. And then it will fill your stomach. For the next 2-3 days, you won't need food again. Just keep drinking. Bros, I've eaten Guguru. For 2 years of our marriage, we didn't eat garri. Why? I said for now, I have my share, my quota. No, it's not the fair share. My quota, my grandfather's quota, he didn't finish what he died. I had, and I said, for now. Now, trust me. I try to make people laugh when I do this thing, but I'm telling you some serious truth. You need to get to a portion. Kenneth E. Hagin said years ago, he was having a relationship with the Lord Christ. Yeah, conversation with him. And then a demon, an imp, showed up. And then he was waiting for Christ to say, you imp, get out. And Christ said, if you won't check him out, I won't check him out. There are some afflictions in your life that will not leave until you check them out. And so Paul came to a point, he said, I've had a fair share of this. Henceforth, let nothing or no one trouble me. You pray that same prayer this morning. Henceforth. There are some afflictions that are just not necessary. I mean, not necessary. Henceforth. I break free from the affliction over Africa. The affliction over Nigeria. Iblahata mahasiyoto. Elehezete polo. Efrepele melehedo. Eyebehe. Iyehendolo. Sakapalaha. Iyemendebele brokoso. Efala mahasato. Iyemendeboko prohosoto. Elemrebele boshaya bahari abahas. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Church, I think we are just warming up. I'm trying to behave myself very, very well because I'm in Pastor Gwinga's church. I think he's more touche than I am. So I'm trying to act touche. If he's in my church, I would have barraged already. Okay, but hear this. Paul, in 1 Thessalonians. In chapter 1 verse 6. He says, seeing that it's a good thing for the Lord to trouble those who trouble you. Is that in your Bible? Media, let's see it. Now, because I know a lot of those of us who are in the prophetic and in the apostolic, there are some things we... No movement has total... What is the word now? Someone help me here. No media had the monopoly of absolute truth. The truth remains that for every movement the Lord started, there is always a truth to pick from them. And there is always an error to avoid. Trust me. Quote me anywhere. You will see one movement that they are always suited and they always like titles. You see another movement who like to keep it simple. I know a man like that. Eastern like to dress simple. But when you see his hand, you are going to see a hand chain. That's his own idol. Hello? Or you're going to see a necklace. Trust me. Be very, if you be objective, you know that that is his own idol. And some of us who are going to copy will say, my pastor is a simple dresser. You notice that your Yakilome's idol is that. That's how our friend kept burning his head until he lost his hair. That guy has one of the finest hair I've seen among guys. Very dark and very good. He kept frying the hair until he's becoming Yoruba. Now, so I'm just trying to tell you, in practical Christianity, be very real. That's how to free yourself. Hey, we belong to this movement. We don't pray this kind of prayer. Be real. Be real. Just follow scripture. Be real. Be the Berean Christian. So, in our church, we pray in this way. Yeah, the church I grew for several years, they didn't know what to do. In a way, you are so confused about this young man. Where should we send him to? But Sambisa was not yet raining. See, where? Because they have said, actually, pastor, if you have any stubborn brother here, who you tell him to share testimony for 2 minutes, and he's only spending seven minutes, just carry him. When you're going for a mission field in Rwanda, carry him. And when you get there and see witchcraft and all that, say, come and preach. You know, my friend knows the Pastor Murad, that's what he used to do to me. When we go to places, very rugged, the day mic doesn't work, he will say, Pastor Desmond, you are the rugged one. Go and do opening night. I say, so no mic. Nothing. I have to go and do opening night. While you okay to us, fighting Pastor Adeboye, don't go and tell him I said this. He said, when we come to camp, you will carry us and go and put us under the foyer, prayer foyer. Say, be casting out devils and be casting out deliverance. You will put him on the altar and say, she'll be preaching to the whole world. So everybody knows him. They don't know us. Every movement have their own. But, he said, for you followers, please help me. Is it 6 or 16 or is it 2 Thessalonians? Check. Seeing that it's a good thing for you to pay trouble or to trouble he that trouble us. Why are Bible scholars here? Please help us. All those who I was telling stories should have helped me find that scripture. What can I know for Pastor Gwenga hand now? Okay. It will.
1:6.
What am I? Okay. I said 4, so it's 2. So I was one that confused the media. Why we need to see it? Because some of you, there are some prayers I know you don't pray. No, I'm serious. Some of you have never seen affliction. When you go to rural areas, you will see affliction. You will understand what I'm talking about. When you lay, have you carried a ring and the ring is hot? They said it's a jazz ring. And when I carry, I was with bold face. I said, hey, give it to me. And when I handled it, the thing was hot in my hand. I couldn't tell the guy, and you can't be speaking in tongue publicly. He will know you are afraid. I said, this one, there's nothing. I mean, I know there was something. Seeing it is a righteous thing with God to recompense tribulation to them that trouble you. Now, is that scripture? Is that scripture? There was a boss in my wife's office that doesn't like her face. Atirenye, Ashimoshe. Praise God. At the time, I said, God, do we ask Okada? They say he's to jog early in the morning from Dolphin to Third Mainland Bridge. Do we ask Okada to wear gym on to Third Mainland Bridge? You know, Paul was discussing with God that which one? Should I die or should I leave? Which one? He was. So I said, oh God, what should we do? Should we wage him to? This is not witchcraft. It's different from one of those worthy guys and wafi guys and those guys who used to say, let's kill enemy and say, bring Holy Ghost cutlass. Is you discussing with God, what should we do? You know, God is the only one that kills and is not murder. If you try it, Pastor Bola will take you to court and then. But if God does it, it's not murder. So me and God discussing, what should we do? And then suddenly they moved out from the unit. And she said, bless the Lord. I said, you see now, Dimeji Desmond compared to Dimeji Bankole. I don't get money, but I get anointing. Praise God. Yes. Hey. And then eventually when they finally moved him, I said, the Paris here. They just called him and said, oh God, what are you waiting for? Leave this company. Trust me, there are some people you will never do well when they remain over you. A man had a woman that works in Mobile, and her manager did all things. He kept calling some of us pastors, please pray. This man wants my wife to lose her job. 3 weeks ago, he sent me a text. They've sacked him, and my wife is a new manager. It doesn't happen ordinarily. As believers,
taking cities or territories involve you sacking some power that be.
If Jehoshaphat, the man said, gospel will not be preached in this TV house. He said, it will be preached but behind you. One wise from Silesse, they roped him into a crime he didn't know of and sacked him. And that's why it's a terrible thing for you to kick against the pricks. When you're walking contrary to where God is walking, you are in trouble. Your good become evil. Did you get me? Now we're going to ask the Lord, whoever or whatever that has stopped you from fulfilling the will of God, out of the way. If Samson knew, he would have taken Delilah out of the way long ago. You have 2 minutes to pray. Come on. Whatever it is, so that we get you out of God's will. Whatever. Paul said, Alexander the coppersmith has done me great evil. He said, let the Lord pay him. Yabalaba. Paul said, I wanted to come. He said, but Satan hindered me. Man, you can be hindered. Talk to God this morning. I am not here to caress you. Talk to God. Pratala Masia. Prebe lemoto shataya. Ye broto suto pole herea. Embrebe lemoto shaya balaharea. In Jesus' name we are praying. When my son, my younger son, got afflicted and almost died, what made it more frustrating was that I saw it before it came. And I just called the mom. I said, I saw us lose our son. Let's pray over him. And the normal prophetic thing, I just do shakra bahasuto praya padikusaya. Derry, you can go and sleep. And my wife looked at me. You know, my wife is very, she's more sensitive than I am. Me, I believe in force. She, you know, that meticulous, fine tuning of. 2 days later, she said, Derry, I hope you're still praying about that thing. I said, forget. The third day, we dropped him in school that day. 1 hour later, they called us that he's unconscious. They've rushed him to Bagada General Hospital. It is the longest drive I did in my life, from house to Bagada. How will I face my wife? You know, as an apostolic man, at times I'm ready for whatever comes. In my heart, I felt I've lost him. And it remains, how will I convince this woman that we can still trust the Lord? But eventually when we got there, we found out he was not yet dead. And when I held him, assurance came that the fact that he's not dead before I came, he will not die again. But there and then, I knew the pain of those who have lost children. And it's a pain I wouldn't want any one of you here to experience. It's better you prevent it. I know the pain of people who became widows early. It is better you prevent it. Some Christians assume too much. There's a difference between fear and you preventing. When God shows you things, prevent it. So one more time, we are dealing with affliction. I'm going to go to the next verse of the prayer. He will tell the Lord, whatever that is the affliction Satan is stirring up. Paul, hear this. Trust me. After Jesus, my standard in the apostolic is Paul. I respect Paul's insight to things. But here Paul said, Satan hindered me. I hear Paul said, he said, not all men have faith. He said, pray for us that we may be delivered from wicked and evil men. This is Paul. That we may be delivered from wicked and evil men. Friends, there are wicked and evil men. 40 men went into fast. They say we will not eat nor drink until Paul is dead. That's why he knew there are evil men. So you don't wait until you hear there are men who are standing against your life and ministry. It is time for you to declare, whatever affliction I do not know of that is brewing over my life and my family. Some family have debt. They are not found answers to. They are wondering, God, does that? Did it have to happen? But you can prevent it today. You can prevent being a victim. You can prevent being a victim. In Jesus' name we are praying. Hallelujah. Now, by the way, I'm just doing it the way it comes. Normally in my church, I love prayer meetings. So when he said, if he had asked me to come and preach, I would tell him I won't have chance. For 2 Sundays, I've not preached in my church. But when he says prayer, I say, okay, they sweet my belly. Not because I'm a prayer warrior. But I know prayer changes things. I sure know prayer changes things. And one other thing prayer does that you don't know. It advances you step. For every prayer you pray, it advances you step closer to that goal. You, after every prayer, you have, no matter how small, gotten closer to that thing you are desirous of. Hallelujah.
Well, hear me. I said that to say this. Normally, I tag my prayer meetings. They are used to that. Tag prayer meetings. And I have this rave and this madness for military tagging. So, today when I was coming here, I had a tag that this prayer meeting, because the Lord gave me a scripture to that effect, okay, it's called Operation D-Day, 0 hour. Operation D-Day, 0 hour. Now, if you are a student of military history, in 1944, at the peak of the Second World War, okay, General Dwight Eisenhower, the commander of the Allied forces, but from the American side, and then Montgomery from the British side, they decided on landing on Normandy in France. And they set that June 6, 1944 as the D-Day. Weather said no. A lot of things said no. But against all odds, they said this is D-Day. They landed there that day. That action was what hastened the end of the Second World War. Five beaches. They landed. 100,000+ troops landed. Several people died that day. But that death was to secure the global victory for the Allied forces. And God began to speak to me from Psalm 102 verse 13. He said, for thou would arise and have mercy upon Zion. He said, for the D-Day to favor her. Yeah! The 0 hour has come. So, if it is military that is talking, they won't say the time and set time. They will say the D-Day and the 0 hour. D-Day, now, when my wife was to have a baby, on the D-Day, she came under labor. Bros, yours will soon come. But don't avoid the beatings I avoided too. She will say, dearie, me, I thought it's normal laryngitis we're having when we're having making the baby. Dearie, come. She will just give me, bah! Hey? I say, ah, dearie, it's paining me. I said, sorry, please endure. At a point, she was throwing tantrums and speaking at everybody. And I walked close to her. I begged her, please don't get angry at the nurses because it may mess up our day. At a point, okay, she was now under serious labor. We have left D-Day. We are gravitating 0 hour. Now, when it got to a point, you know, second experience, but I was learning something. Suddenly, the midwife screamed. But she spoke in Yoruba. I'll try then translate in English. She just screamed and said, don't clamp your leg. This baby is almost out. That was a 0 hour. You can't afford to do anything you've been doing before. All you've got to do is to push. So that woman just put her leg in between her leg and said, don't do another thing. Just push. Trust me, church. God sent me to tell some of you it's your D-Day. It's your 0 hour. Hear this. In Luke 19:44, Christ wept over a city that didn't understand the time of their visitation. In Luke 22:53, Jesus Christ looked at the Pharisees, and when they came, he said, I've been with you every day in the temple. Why didn't you stop me? He said, this is your hour. Now, that's the Greek word, hora, H-O-R-A, your moment. Church, when you lose your moment, it will take you years. Yes. Years ago, Kenneth E. Hagin had a camp meeting. And the father of the present Joel Austin, John Austin, was in the camp meeting. In the 80s, all of these pastors, Debuya and Co. used to go there and get blessed. So, and you need to go and watch videos of Kenneth Hagin, like when the spirit get to the moving. That man has ministered some spirit. That's why, trust me, some of the spirit people mention around us are just atmospheric spirit. When I see spirit, I know spirit. When you come into spirit, you can't teach again. You want to teach strength, faith, trust me, I've been under spirit before. And strength, human strength failed me to give all of this trying to analyze scripture together. All what you are doing is just dishing out spirit. And anybody who touches you, contact spirit. But when Paul said, my preaching and my teachings were not with enticing word of human wisdom, he wasn't talking to unbelievers alone. He was talking to church who would be so head filled with knowledge without heart full. But that's for another day. Okay, so what am I saying? Let me give you signs that your D-Day has come. So we are going to pray that signs because you can hasten your D-Day. Oh, you don't believe me? You can. You can hasten your D-Day. In Ezekiel, in chapter 1, from verse 1, Ezekiel said he was by the river Kiba, and then the heavens opened. Church, trust me. When your D-Day comes, there is always an open heaven over you. Now, some people have asked me, Pastor, has heaven ever been closed before? God is everywhere. His manifest presence is not everywhere. The heaven is open to all optical eyes, but to the spirit man, the heaven is not opened until it is opened. Now, Jesus Christ in Mark chapter 1 verse 10, he stepped out of Jordan. And what did the Bible say? And the heavens opened. It was not a physical opening. It was a prophetic experience. Oh, when he got to the valley of dry bones in Ezekiel 37, it was not a physical thing. It was a spiritual intercourse. Church, when your heavens open, it's a spiritual intercourse. Before things happen. In recent time, two boys who wanted to leave my church, I saw it before it happened. And the way I saw, the day I saw one came back, that same day he came to beg. The other one, the same thing that took him away. When he came, was explaining his story. My wife said, amazingly, pastor actually saw this, that it was money. Someone was offering you something better and you left us. But he's coming to say, no, I didn't leave. I want to come back. I say, oh, God, that which you want to do, do quick. Don't leave me stylishly. Leave me fully. But you know what you're going to talk to God about today? Because when we say the heavens is opened over you, there are three major things that you need to take note of. Number one, it means divine advertisement or advertisement. Now, many of the time we are looking, every human being needs someone to speak over them. Or someone to project them. Trust me. Everyone needs someone to give him a platform to showcase the grace in you. But there's a time where God is one that says, don't worry. I'm going to rattle them and I will showcase you. So it is time to tell God, over my life, open the heavens and advertise me yourself. There are some of you, you have grace in you, but you have been hemmed to a corner. And you know you are beyond this. You are more than this. But things have not happened to that effect. Ministerially, you know you are more than this. Oh, politically, economically, financially, you know you are more than this. But you have been hemmed to a corner. Oh, Satabaya Bahala. Open the heavens over me. I come into visions and revelation. Paul said, coming into visions and revelation, I know a man. Lord, let me be that man. In Jesus' name we pray. When your heavens is open, it means divine involvement. He said, I have found a man, David. He didn't say, with my God have I anointed him. He said, with my holy oil. Some of you are anointed with Goya. That's why your life is slippery. When Goya didn't work, they anointed with engine oil and crude oil. Because you just like anything oily. When crude stopped, you did Ororo, and the Ororo they did was Ororo 35. He said, I have anointed him with my... I love to be anointed again and again and again. It's the sweetest experience of my life. When I pray and I'm anointed all over. Do you want to be anointed this morning? There's a difference between Don Jazzy, okay, and an anointed producer of songs. This other guy may make money and popularity. This other guy will make destinies. He will make futures. He will make lives. He will make nations. And I'm sick and tired of a church that is all out to become like the world. I tell them every now and then, our church is not a contemporary church. I don't want to be new school and useless. Our church is an apostolic. It's not about being contemporary. It's about being in the cutting edge of God. Because how do you think that? It's about massing all kinds of gadgets and talking like Jakes and talking like Paul and talking like... It's not about that. It's about being sharp. So hear me. Hear me. My God, sir. Isaac said he wanted to leave for Egypt. And God said, don't leave. Because you are different. A man called me. You know, you may feel offended when you know we're trying to give me some suggestions about our place and all that. A man downstairs said, a church will not be here. He said, we can give every support. We want you to be somewhere. I said, during war, not to where others are running away from. Hello? Everybody is running. Red Cross is going in there. You can't send me away, sir. I'm a Red Cross sent to this territory. When I'm through with what God sent me to do, I will leave. But I won't chicken out because things are not working the way I want them to work. That's what it means to be apostolic. Sent! and you will betray he that have sent you. If I chicken out, I would have betrayed the sender. So this is what you will pray. So when Isaac tarried in the land, divine involvement showed up, paid off eventually. It doesn't always pay off at the beginning. Men whom God is involved in their life, God will first take them. You know, when he took that bread, he took the bread. Men would have thought after taking, he will bless and then give. But when he took, he blessed, that's sweet. And then he broke, that is painful, that's frustrating. How can you bless me and break me? Yes, God can't use you except you are broken. So he took, he blessed, he broke before he gave out. You need to talk to God. Father, be involved in my life. Lord, take charge. I have run my life too much in the power of the flesh. Oh, Lord, it is time to be involved. Lord, I relinquish authority to you. It is time to be involved, my Father. Some of you are not praying. Oh, I will soon drop the microphone. You are tired of me. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Open heavens means, hear this. I said it means divine announcement or advertisement. I said it means divine involvement. It means divine investment. You know why I can't do like everybody? God has invested too much in me that I can't afford to fail him. If I fail him, you'll be heartbroken. Isaiah was still alive when God was advertising his calling in Isaiah chapter 1 verse 8, saying, who will go for us? And Isaiah said, I am still alive. God said, you have gone for them. You know, there are men of God that started well. I was telling you here, Saul ruled Israel for 40 years. For about 34 years, he was in truth. It was the last 7 years of his life that he entered Europe. Starting well is not the issue. The things that ate up the church we attack is waiting to eat us up if we don't take our stand. Yes, Father, in the name of Jesus, he told Timothy, he said that your profiting, he said, may appear to all, not to some, not to your clique and cabal and cartels. He said that your profiting may appear to all. Those who hate you, we know that this one is a profitable servant. You need to talk to God about that. Father, there's so much in me that my profiting may appear to all. Hey, they hated Jesus Christ, but his profiting appeared before them. They hated Paul, but his profiting appeared. Oh, some of you are tired. In Jesus' name we are praying. The military do not go for a war without codenaming it. So all of this month, my message in the church has been codenamed. We did Operation War Room, and I told them, what is War Room? They say it's a film. I said, don't be stupid. War Room is not a film. Before the film came out, War Room means command center, control center. You don't war from the field. You war from the control center. He that seated or dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High. But many of us go to war by carrying armament, and we roll like children of Ephraim. They were armed, but in the day of battle, we win war. I have watched American film when the jet flew and they were almost at target, and they say abort operation, return back to base. Command room have said return. It doesn't matter how crazy you are about fighting, you return. Wars are won in the command center. I taught them Operation APC, and they say, hey, Pastor, what is this? It means armored personnel carrier. We are coming into that now. The introduction of armored personnel carrier changed warfare globally. We are coming into that now. But let's see, deal with this D-Day and 0 hour. Okay? Now, hear this. Open heaven. Oh, sorry. When your D-Day comes, one of the signs is that your warfare is ended. Isaiah 14 verse 2. He said, speak comfortably unto Zion. Hear me. I know many of you like the word Zion. The real meaning of the word Zion is parched places. Dry places. Give me Ezekiel 5 verse 5. Let's see. I hope I'm right. I want to show you something as an aside. Then we go back. Ezekiel 5 verse 5.
This is prophetic for now. By the way, if you can lay your hand, I'm still looking for the book. I'm going to go get it. The Jewish phenomenon, go get it, is the last days apostolic, one of the apostolic literatures brethren need to get. Now, there's something about the Jew. Have you ever found a Jewish house help before? You can't find. Trust me, you can't find a Jewish house help. The Gibeonites have taken that place in their lives. You don't find a Jewish man as a house help. After today, go and check Nobel laureates in the whole world. Go and check those who have 90. Okay. And Jews in the diaspora, they are just taking over. Give me Ezekiel 8:23. Is it Ezekiel now or Zechariah 8:23? Side, but I just need to show you something. Then behold, 23. The media is doing a good job. At times I have to tell my media with microphone. why are you spoiling my anointing? 23. You want to resemble my media? Okay, but okay. He's saying that the days are upon us when men, 10 men of nations, we hold on to the skirts of a Jew. No, it's not. It's Zechariah. Thus says the Lord of hosts, in those days it shall come to pass that 10 men shall take hold of the of all language of nations and shall take hold of the skirt of him that is a Jew, saying, we will go with you, for we have heard that God is with you. Oh, is this Zechariah chapter 12, verse 10 you're talking about? He said the weakest among them, from verse 8, he said will be like David, and the strongest shall be like God unto them. He said I will pour upon them the spirit of grace and supplication. Hear me. They say we pray too much. What are they praying at all? At the height of Babylon, magicians were those who were controlling what was happening. At the height of civilization, it is prayer that will control it. So they are telling us to pray. They are saying we are too religious. They are being stupid. And they have made you stupid like them. It is prayer that controls the physical. Is that magical? Or so Daniel controlled by prayer. And the apostolic, it is as it was in the beginning. Or the first shall become last. So the apostolic started the work. The apostolic will crescendo it. So what was I saying before I got into all of this now? Okay, we're talking about the Jewish phenomenon. Okay? And that in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, when God is involved in your life, your warfare is ended. He said, say unto Zion. Zion means patch places. And then when we're looking at Ezekiel 5 verse 5. Go back to Ezekiel 5:5. God help me this morning. He said, thus says the Lord, this is Jerusalem. I have set it in the midst of nations and countries that are all around about her. Prophetically, Israel is in the midst of three continents. Africa, Europe, Asia. In a parched dry land, yet thriving. Oh, globally, army has gone beyond all these idiots who are harassing you in the street. If you go to England, you hear about SARS. If you go to America, you used to hear of Green Beret. Eventually, they went beyond Green Beret. We talk about Delta Force. They went beyond Delta Force. We talk about SEALs. Seal 6, there's a Seal 1, there's not Seal 6. There are those who got Osama and all those guys. Seal 6 means special ops, land, air, land, and water. They are amphibious, they are airborne, they are landborne. I mean, anywhere they deal with the key. I've told you it's not kill you, it's kill you. Nanja, that I kill you. Anywhere you appear, they kill you. And I've forgotten the Jewish have a name for theirs. The Israeli. Now, Israel. Oh, we don't have the time. I tell you, military history. I used to sit down and study it. Okay. They did what they call Operation Nehemiah and Ezra. They moved out all the Israeli from Saudi Arabia. They did Operation Susanna. They wanted to create trouble. Code names are always very... When this guy came, he said he want to finish Boko Haram. He called it Operation Yaki. Yaki in Hausa means war. Meaning this is not child's play. In those days, we used to have Operation Sweep. So it is military don't just go to war. They have a strategic pattern. It starts by code naming. The one in 1944 was called Operation Overlord. One of the war, they call it Operation Barbarossa. Barbarossa in Latin is in Italy means red beard. And his code name. All the soldiers have been told. All that we hear Barbarossa and say, Barbarossa. We know what we're going to operate by. Operation Nehemiah and Ezra was that we are going to rebuild. So we are moving all our men out of this land into. Then we don't understand. It's a code. So rather than say it is time to favor you. Once I say D-Day and 0 hour, You understand? You know the military don't talk in normal everyday language. Their time, they will just mention so. Delta, Charlie, over and out. And you're wondering, what is over and out? Oh, it's called here. Now, he has set them in the midst of nations. But he has engaged them. Oga, you can be in the midst of enemies and you are thriving in their presence. Oh, God. He said, tell Zion her warfare is ended. Some of you have warred in your life. Oh. When I became 40 last year, I'll be 41 by next month. I will wake up around 1 a.m. and go and sit down in the sitting room. I say, Oluwa, I say, woman, I'm a wife, a very smart woman. One day, she walked up to Isa and said, I say, Oga, are you the first to become 40? Why you harassing everybody in the house? Oga, go and sleep, Joe. I say, yes, ma. Because we have been brought up to calculate our destiny by Chronos and not by Kairos. And I've just come to tell you, it doesn't matter what your Chronos is saying. I've come to tell you, it is D-Day and 0 hour. And trust me, these days I don't just go to meetings. After I became 40, I told someone, no matter how much you guys are deceiving me, that, man, oh God, you're just getting younger. I say, eh, sherry, we're saying, Torai. And you call it in. In the next 20 years, I will be 60. And I will not be as strong as this. So every opportunity I have, I become a heavy artillery registering dangerous impact. So after this prayer meeting, you will know one man of God came. Even without laying hands on you. Because they told Christ, they said, while you were speaking, our heart burned. Did he lay hands on them? Did he carry petrol and set fire? Was he a militant? But our heart burned. Some of you know that your heart is burning. Uh-huh. And then when he now broke bread, their eyes were opened. That's where I'm leading you to. Once your eyes is open, I will just give way. I say, okay, man of God, take over. Glory to God forevermore. Are you ready? He has sent me to tell you your warfare is ended. I'm not saying you won't fight at all. He said, these Egyptians you see, you will see them no more forever. You may see other tribe or other, but this one you are not seeing again. So there are some warfare that have expired in your life. You're done. Talk to God about that. Hey, Kabbalah Hadaba. This warfare is ended. Talk to us, Shapalabaha. Embrebelebe Yaboshata. Oh, you guys are not praying the way I like. Kalamashaya. Okay, let me give way. Give me 20 more minutes, I'll be out of your way. Can I preach and pray for 20 more minutes? Okay, hear this. So we're talking about APC. In Psalm 90 verse 1, it says, God, thou hast been our dwelling place in generations past. Oh, you didn't get that. Before the mountains were brought forth, even before you have formed the earth, we have been dwelling in a place called God. Hear me. APC is called Armored Personnel Carrier. It's a machine that can carry you, and you will be armed to war and finish your enemy, and you are protected from the workings of the enemy. He that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Don't get me to preach. We came here to pray. Now hold it. This is not what I want to share with you. Man of God, you know why Goliath, at times, some people's mistake is meant to make some people shine. If throughout the lifetime of Saul, he brought back the ark to Israel, David would not have shined before Goliath. You didn't get me. Hear this. At the time of Eli, each time, if you look at 1 Samuel in chapter 4, when the war started, read it up, you will notice that the Philistines were having the upper hand. And then Israel said, let's go and get the armored personnel carrier. What is it? The ark of the covenant. And when they were to get it, even the Philistines say we are in trouble. It was Philistine that we are confessing it. And some guys are saying, apologies, those of you who don't speak Yoruba. At times, some revelations are sweeter spoken in colloquial languages. Okay. So, and then, but they say, let's fight like, let's try to be like men. I've watched the film called Lion of the Desert. It was the Arab war against the Roman soldiers. They were using Dane gun, and those guys were using tank. And those guys tied their legs with things and said, let's not die like cowards. Let's not run away. Let's die like brave people. They were shooting tank with ding gun, and the tank was just stepping on them. Because apart from APC, there's another one called tank. This one can pull down this building. God forbid. As you are throwing all kinds of grenade and all that, the tank is just coming. Just bring down the building. It's still going. So eventually they fought, but because Israel had sin, they won and they took the ark. When they got back to Eli, Eli was not interested in his sons. He said, how about the ark? They said it's been taken. That guy just fell. He fell. And then, but when we go to chapter 5, those idiots carried the ark and went to put it before their god, Dagon. Dagon means mermaid, papi water. Okay, mommy water. And then by morning, Dagon has fallen. They say, Nibo, but. Hey! And then put it in back. By the next day, that thing was breaking into shreds. They say, Mogbe, Mogbe, Moku, Modaro. Carry this thing away. But let me shock you, sir. What were the content of the Ark of the Covenant? Number one, we find a plate of the shewbread, or what we call manna. But they were told not to allow manna to last the next day. But here was a manna that have lasted several generations and has still remained fresh. What does it mean? Providence of God over your life. I've come to speak to you that when you abide in the APC, there is supernatural providence. And in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, if anybody here is jobless and you are trusting the Lord, what will be the next phase of my life? Your next phase is supply. Your next phase is provision. I said your next phase is provision. Your warfare is over. Sir, it is Aaron's rod that budded. These things are in Hebrews chapter 9 from verse 4 to 6. He Aaron's rod about it. What is he talking about? He's talking about authority. Because if you think it is by anyhow, go and cut stick. How's that called it? Sandal. Go and cut sandal and do like this. For a dry rod to be bearing leaves is prophetic, is apostolic, is spiritual, is what else? It's Pentecostal, it's charismatic, it is evangelical, it is. But it's talking about authority. And in the name of Jesus, what you can't do by the power invested in you, do in the name of Jesus Christ. The things you have tried and you failed before now, I command you, go and achieve them now. Amen. Sir, I can't preach in my father's name, it will fail me. My father's name in Yoruba is very sweet. My wife told me one of the things she likes my surname. I said, okay, God bless you. Thank God for appreciating my surname. But if I say in the name of Allah, the major be healed, I will receive slap. And say, Oga, you think we came here to joke? My guys in my area are not just Christians. They are area boys also. Some of you have been to our area there. You can't go and pastor such guys and you don't have anointing. And you are coming to say, you see, actually, one of them, his leg got swollen like this. And before you say Jack Robinson, they've taken him to a herbalist, and the guy said, "Oh, my rubo." And I told them in my church, and I'm not joking about that, a man needs to know which area he seemed to have upper hand. When I pray for medical condition, it is 50-50. God has helped me to do healing. But every condition that has spiritual hand, it is 99.9. I give the only 1% to God. The many 99, I claim it from God. I say, this one you give me. When I get to heaven, I'll return it back to you. So I told that guy, I say, if it is aye, don't worry. In Jesus' name, be healed. I say by next tomorrow, if this thing doesn't go down, go to Bagada General Hospital before I slap you. So when I saw him 2 days, they say, ah, Baba, Baba. If I saw him, they call me, bros me. Me, bros me. Baba, Otin Lole. I say, Oga, face Bagada. It's not spiritual. You may need some antibiotics. Trust me, it was antibiotic. 3 days, the thing dried up. He came to me and said, Baba, thank you for not allowing Babala to use my money to chop mula. That guy is a very rubo. But I told him, it was actually going down, but I didn't like the way it was doing. Another lady came, the same thing I told her, I said, I'm not those pastors who deceive you guys. If after 2 days, not going down, see the doctor. Why did Paul tell Timothy to drink little wine? Talk now. Drugs are not satanic. And all of my jeki aye muni. Someone told me, sir, but you say this case is spiritual. Why do you tell me to go for operation? I say, if you have spiritual attack and you have an accident and your leg got broken, will you treat it medically? She said, yes. I said, don't be stupid. Go and do the operation. Some of the greatest healing ministers I saw,
Charles and Francis Hunters. Toba doju e fun won. I just finished the vigil. I was going to Abeokuta and I had a headache. They know I don't take painkillers because abuse of painkillers do serious damage to your. So I stay away from paracetamol as much as possible. But that day I said, give me one. I didn't even pray. I said, I have a long day to spend and I don't have time to be. 2 hours later, I was good to go. This is not to teach you lack of faith. If a man has been around for a long time, he will balance some things for you. If a doctor said he had to operate my wife, I'll pray over her. After whether 1 or 2 days or whatever, there you will survive the operation. Go in and come back. Did you hear me? Some men have lost their wife. They are fainting rubbish. Okay, story. So what am I saying? Please hear this. What am I saying? In the name of Jesus Christ, you are having the authority of God upon your life. And in the name of Jesus, you are putting nations to tribute. Oh, I said you are putting nations to tribute. That was the apostolic grace upon Joseph. He put Egypt to tribute. How can you come from nowhere and be telling Egyptians, hey, they will buy land from you? Okay? It takes a level of apostolic grace. And in the name of Jesus Christ, you are putting nations to tribute. Amen. Why I am not rushing to go to Western countries is because I will not be begging for places. I won't go and hide under bridge. You don't know how people live under bridge in France and in UK. So when they say UK, you need to ask, which of the UK? Is it UK or UK? Man of God, you and I have lived in Aja before. And I can't really say now whether that our Aja was Aja. Oh, Aja. You don't say how I don't see together for this land. So, when you get blessed, tell them not to, because they were not around. When we went in the night, we packed 2 buckets of water and laid the mattress and still slept. Meanwhile, you paid rent for that house. How can you pay rent to become papi water? That woman didn't tell you that house, it becomes swimming pool during rainy season. We just went out, came back here, I saw her, La Kuli, Julailu, Kilele. And room become river. We began to pack. After that, come on, we've been around for a while. And I'm not trying to make you laugh. We've been around for a while. And that's why the trouble that will make me shake, go try. I have a message to the devil. Shoot your last bullet. I will be standing. I will be here. So apart from the rod or the we now have the Ten Commandments. But you notice that when that commandment was read to them, veil came upon them. But when you and I see it, that veil is taken away in Christ. So in the name of Jesus Christ, every veil upon your eyes, by the power of the Spirit, is taken away. Ah, your heart is open. Your mind is open. Your spirit is yielded. You are catching frequency from heaven. The tablet now for between you and I is covenant. It's covenant. We used to sing a song. He that owns the key of David, he is holy. He that owns the key of David, he is true. He that openeth, and no one shutteth. He that shutteth, and no one openeth. He's the one that owns the key of David. Now he has opened unto you. Your gates are open continually. Men are bringing you the forces of Gentiles. He has shut the gates of affliction over your life. 1,000 may fall by your right, 10,000 by your left. You will only see, they will not come near you. I'm trying to paraphrase because of my time. What else do we have there? You notice that ark was covered in gold. It's because anything that is not pure, gold doesn't get corroded. It's different from Dalma. Outside language, aluminium, say Dalma. I want. Give me 3 months. Ofege. In the name of Jesus, you are not fizzling out. You are not just shining, you will last. You are not a shooting star. You are a minister of the gospel. He said, you will be called ministers of the gospel. You will be called by the new name, which is the mouth of the Lord. Glory to God. And then you saw the cherubs. The last time you saw the cherubs were in Genesis. When Adam was asked to get out of, and then they put them by the gate. You see, your life is so girded. 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 You are wondering why you have escaped all the things you escaped.
You remember that electric shock incident? Abi, you don't forget. Because when people begin to get blessed, they forget where God is bringing them from. Once in a while, when I remember that incident, I still cry. You know, there are friendships that have been so well that if anything happened, the mother will ask you, where is your friend? And you say, anytime I remember what the enemy planned for evil, God made it good, I cry. Everything the enemy planned for evil concerning your life, I said, God will make it good. Yeah. And then in the Old Testament, it was called the mercy seat. But in the New Testament, it's called the throne of grace. He said, come boldly, Hebrews 4:16, to the throne of grace that you may. We are back to 1 Samuel in chapter 102, verse 3. He said, verse 13, he said, come boldly to the throne of grace that you may obtain mercy and find grace to help in the times of need. That's what the APC does to you. Now hear me. Someone say after me, say in the name of Jesus Christ. I detach myself from where life has pushed me. I detach myself from where situation has pushed me. I align myself in the secret place of the Most High. I align myself in the covenant of the Most High. Say in the name of Jesus. Now, this is a confession in our church. So, it is not our confession. We just found out that it's scripture. So, I can use that leaf for you today. So, I tell them, say, in the name of Jesus, I am invincible. Now, it means indestructible. Then I am invisible. It means. Oh, okay. Let's. Ah! Oh, get here. Get here. My father, when I was not a serious Christian, he said they went to consult some oracle and they were calling me. I refused to appear. If when I didn't know the Lord, I didn't appear. No! Invisible. Forget about this paparazzi. I'm raw and radical. Holy wole. We know what we have seen, we have touched, we have handled these things. We are communicating to you. So, declare, say in the name of Jesus, I am invincible. I am invincible. I am invisible. I'm a carrier of divine presence. He's tabernacled in me. Hear this. Okay, let's make progress. Give me Psalm 84 verse 6. I'll round up. Psalm 84 verse 6. I want to show you something. And please give me King James. Then we'll try maybe amplify. But give me here. Look at it. Who passing through the valley of Baca? Say Barcelona fans in Iwani. Okay, now try. Let's try. He said, pass it through the valley of Baca. Make it the well. Or a well. And the rain, fill it the pool. Let's now try amplified or try some other versions. Pass it through the valley of weeping. So, Psalm 126 said, he that goeth forth weeping, but bearing precious, the weeping is not the issue. It's okay to cry, but don't lose your seed. Bible, Yoruba says, "Taban sukun amari ron." Sukun sukun kodi trailer. I'm weeping, but I'm bearing my seed. Years ago, sir, in the Korodu, one small boy, he's no more than 5. He fell from a staircase. He was eating. He landed down. It was the food that poured. He didn't drop the plate. So the failure was not from his hand. But that is so like Onje. He was falling, head hitting all kinds of things. He held the plate. Where he landed, he said, it was not his fault. It was the food that poured. He didn't throw it away. So no matter the issue I'm going through, I'm holding my seed. Weeping, but bearing precious seed. Wailing, boy, I won't lose my seed. He said, he will die. Let's return. So, while we are going through the valley of weeping, go back there. Sorrow may endure for a night. I've come to announce to you, your boy has come in this morning.
Look at it. So we are going through the valley of weeping, but we are making it a place of spring. God wanted us to be the one that will change weeping. He's turning our mourning into dancing so that we can turn men's mourning into dancing. It's out of the comfort with which we have been comforted that we comfort others. So if you are not comforted, you can't comfort others. Am I talking to you? Now hear me. I'm headed somewhere. Let me round up in just three principles. Some other time I would. My people are used to my pattern. Some of you, your legs are already aching. Am I, you know? Okay. When, man of God, sir, when a man's D-day and 0 hour has come, God sent his word. In Psalm 107 verse 20, he sent forth his word. Not his name. Not his name. He sent forth his word. His word. And he healed them. And deliver them from their destruction. In Genesis 37, from verse 8, they didn't just envy Joseph because of his dream, but for his word. His word. The enemy is after your precious seed. He's not after your car. He's not after your house. He's not after your marriage. He's after your precious seed. His word. That is what delivers you. Until his word came, Psalm 105, from verse 20. Until his word came. Until his word came. And for someone here, your word has come this morning. Now the Lord told me. He said, tell someone in the house, this is your season. Please help me. Now, in Daniel, chapter 12, verse 9. He told Daniel, seal up the word. Is for the end. And the Lord said, I have sealed up this move up till this time in your life. He said, this is your season. Now, I saw a gate open. But what he's telling me is a floodgate. And I'm asking, what is this about this floodgate? He said, because this gate is not meant for one person. It's meant for hordes of people. He said, for as many that can press into this gate. He said, it's your season. Now, hear me. I really do not want to. I naturally know where the spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. Naturally, each and every one of you should by himself be receiving a personal word as we're talking now. Yes. So if I try to make it mechanical, one of our boys in those days were doing rural rugged evangelism. He will say, if it's 1,000 people, bring them, let me lay hands on all of them. He now got tired halfway. He now said, wholesale deliverance. I said, idiot. So you knew there was wholesale deliverance when you were doing retail. Retail, he was laying hands on everybody. When he got tired, I said, all of them, receive it. I said, they won't receive. They won't receive. Because you have wasted our time. You should have done wholesale from the beginning. So let's not do retail by me giving you each word. Because I will waste your time. As we are speaking now, trust me, God's word is coming into your heart. You are receiving visions and revelations of God in the name of Jesus. Because the enemy we war. Man of God, sir. In 1 Timothy chapter 1 verse 18, Paul talking to Timothy. He said, my son Timothy, he said, by the prophecies that have gone ahead of you, he said, by them, take a hold of them, and by them, war a good warfare. If you don't have a word, you have nothing to war with. Hey! I have prayer points. So, when you have a word, your prayers are no longer prayer points, they are prayer words. Yes. He said, Muni 99 prayer point of how to rout the devil. Oga, if you see the devil, you will run. But when you have a sure word,
as the devil is rushing towards you,
you are rushing towards him too.
Yes.
When you meet, you say, he do roar. Say, are you finished? Are you finished? Shake your hand up. We were fighting cultists on campus. One of them, he didn't know. He came and threatened me. I was a little bit afraid, but I told him something. It's in English. I said, person will get power and know the rig. He said, eh? I said, person will get power, know the rig. The guy now moved. He now asked someone, he said, who be that? He said, now Pastor Desmond. He came back. Now Pastor Desmond, who be that? When he came to say, I'm sorry, he didn't know I'm a pastor. I said, I know, so you don't know who I be. Now I make a test, person will get power, know the rig. So when the enemy roars, shame, you know me. That man of God, Smith Wigglesworth, had an open vision experience. He was sleeping, and then he noticed some noise down the stairs of his house. He climbed down, and he saw one demon scattering things. He just hissed.
And just going back to sleep. He now remembers, what? Hey, arrange everything. The stupid demon began to arrange. Why do you give yourself stupid assignment? To scatter and rearrange by yourself. Everything that have created trouble in your life, they are rearranging in the name of Jesus Christ. When the brook dried up, Elijah had a word. Go to Zarephath. A man with the word cannot be stranded. In the name of Jesus, your heart is open. Your heart is open. Your heart is open. Reverend Victor Adeyemi said 1990, he came into Ibadan with one carton that contained Christian books 49 and a traveling bag he borrowed from his fiancée, who is a gold digger. I have a daughter who is not a gold digger. I will chase her with Alojo. He was poor then. She could see the future. In 1 year, his congregation became 1,000 in Ibadan. He said, all I had was a word from the Lord. A man with a word can thrive in a desert. A man with a word can thrive in Sambisa. The problem is we go to places where we don't have a word. Let me rush. So all you need to do, okay? Tell the Lord, say, Father. I didn't hear you say, Father. Say, I am opened to your word. From this moment, I release myself. Every word, every now word for my life, I receive. Now take note from this moment. Trust me. He is the only God that followed me into. Just yesterday, I entered into the loose, and my wife said, "Could you close that place?" I said, "You will say you call me dairy. You can't cope with my stench." He's the only Holy Ghost that can follow you into the toilet and will give you a word in there and can cope with your stench. From this moment, you will not lack choice words. Amen. So don't run around for mara about saying, "Oh God, well, man of God, which word do you have for me?" God has a word for you. In your dream, you have a word. Amen. You are awake, you have a word. And take that sure word. What do? Begin to pray that word until it comes into materialization. Every man whose season has come, God will send a man into his life. In Psalm 105, we're reading from verse 17 down to 19. He sent a man before. Now, be careful how you treat men whom God sent into your life. Yes. There are some blessings you can't walk into except you honor this man.
Yes.
We are not teachers of men.
Yes.
My place, they try to. What do they call those who they put behind pastors? No. They've tried to protocolize my life. They can't catch me. I mean, one man riot squad. My pace is strange and outrageous. We're sweeping. I carried one broom, they collected it. I carried another, they collected it. I carried two, they collected it. I carried the rug, they just left me. Let's leave this man. He's a crazy man. You are not the one that saw vision of rapture that he didn't make it. I'm the one that saw it. So you are not the one that race against not missing out on God. How can I go all nations and preach and still go to hell? How? You are not the one that saw it. So you can be doing your emoji. Let me just do a minister. When I'm through with my assignment, I will just get out of the scene. Yeah. I've told those who are striving to take over. My son wants to do ministry. I'll tell them, don't come to fortress. They will kill you. Joshua will shoot it. I was trafficking in K2 today. I went through. One guy was saying, "Hey, stop. Nobody stop." The guy just did like they brought out a pistol. I almost jumped out of my car to go and hide somewhere. How can you just bring out a piece of paper? Only to find the policeman. We don't understand language of. Once they brought that piece, all of us just cooperated. So some churches now may have to bring out peace. Idiot. Oh, she's sorry. I grew up in the barracks. Our usher in the barrack church, there used to be one we call power rubber. He had rubber in his hand. The only usher that carry cane. When you are sleeping, he will just look at you. Waka, no bed for your house to sleep. You can't come to church, can't sleep. You will arrange. But you know, if you try that in this church, the one will lay you by Association Road. See, when you were doing HOD, I was looking at you. Come and be doing the HOD now. All right, back. It's time your D-Day come. God send men into your life. I'll tell you a story Pastor Morak told me. Because you guys, we need to pray. Now, he's our friend. He said when he was in UI, his first time, the woman asked, "Let me say, introduce yourself." He now said, "Muraki, so. Adekunle Aja." Eh? He said, Adekunle Aja. Is that a school or a market? He said, school, ma. She said, eh? And they gave you admission in UI? He said, yes, ma. Even he too now became confused about his own life. They gave you admission. He said, yes, ma. She said, at the end of the session, we will separate the boys from the men. He said, he went before God and said, Father, I have just been defamed and shamed before all men. You need to exalt me before all of these people. He was among those who topped the class. Now said, we exchange. They will go abroad. Some will come to program. They were writing, you know us in those days now, we did use of computer. We didn't see one computer with our eyes. The generation are very fortunate. No phone call then. They withdraw CPU and draw and say, this is mouse. So, man of God, the test, it was typing. He will touch A. Bah! I'm looking for D. Okay, D. And E, a D. Okay. W, went. Where is E now? And that woman, yeah, it was that bad. That woman from the consulate, American embassy or whatever, who was just stood and looked around and saw him sweating under AC. And when I looked at him and came back, I'm trying to tell you something. And she said, hey, hold it. She said, stop, take the test home, do it at home and bring it back. So time. And after that, she came and whispered to him, I changed the rule because of you. Make sure you do it well. He passed. When he was flown abroad, they asked him which airline or Gaotiku airline. He asked his pastor. Pastor said, how do you have not spoken? He said, I have not spoken. He said, tell them Delta. Business class Delta airline. When he landed New York, limousine came to carry him. Your God is not allowed to shame you. When your season come, he sent men into your life. Hey. He sent a man before them, but they hurt that man. Be careful how you treat men who are sent into your life. Yes. Some church members have hurt me big time. Trust me. You know my kind of person. I sabi hala physically, but I have a very soft heart. I mean, they hurt me big time. Years ago in the barracks, you know my barracks now. So one copper came to serve. He had shoes called loafers. You know those loafers. Some of you know loafers. They're very the original, not the China. Very expensive. They stole his loafers. He said the whole barrack is in trouble. They now catch all of us young boys. Say we are going to guard room. Another name for guard room is room 9. Anybody from the barracks here? So now I'm the only old man here. Room 9. And in those days they used to use bottles to barb their head. Say me, room 9. We began to try to confess our sins. I don't steal before, but nobody knows I steal. When we were talking, one useless boy came and said, bros, I said, okay, you the Chris? Wakafa! After a while, he came by, he said, bro, did they worry you? Last time, he now said, the loafer, I said, He said, I see person with that loafer. We hugged him, I said, carry us, go there. It was truly the guy that stole it. He took that nobody to deliver us from room 9. In 1 Samuel 30, he took that boy that was rejected by his master. David treated him well, and then he was his man sent by God. Every ministry, every man needs a man sent by God. Yes. And when your time comes, God send men into your life.
Yes.
They may not look like it, but they are it.
Yes.
Some of us, our husbands are the men sent into our life. Yes. Our wives. I don't joke with my wife's counsel. I can do my Barazana in Hausa and my Katikati. The reward you do say the other time. You need to realize the men sent into your life. In Joseph's case, they treated him badly. He still came out to deliver them. He said, you meant it for evil, but God has made it good. Father, every man you have sent into my life, Lord, I locate him. Please talk to God. Just few minutes, few seconds. Some of you are asking, where is my partner? Marital partner, the man God sent, you maltreated. Well, now he's coming. He's coming your way. She's coming your way. They are coming your way. Can see you are tired, so let me finally hear this. In Jesus' name we are prayed. Finally, when your time comes, kings we send for you. See thou a man who is diligent in his ways, he will not stand before mean men. How can you think as much you have invested in yourself, you now go and stand in front of Pangolo? I was still telling them yesterday, trust me, it is not holiness when you say God has sent me to everybody in the whole world. God didn't send me to everybody. My English, not everybody that can understand.
So I will tell such people, CSC, come with Jesus. I don't have anyone here. Where they will say, Eshiweberu, I don't have the grace. You are not sent to everybody.
Yes.
Stick to those you are sent to. Hear me. For every 10 you help, only one will remember you. It's called the tithe principle. Christ did miracle for 10 blind people. How many came back?
One.
It's the tithe principle. For those of you who are eating tithe, no problem. Keep eating it. You are high priest. The tithe principle holds for all time. Out of 10. So I am investing into 10 for one. But that one, the dividend it will pay me, it will shock the whole world. Now, kings are sending for you. Kings are coming to the brightness of your rising. I said, kings are coming to the brightness of your rising. I leave the slaying and all that for man of God. He can do that very, 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 very well. But the one I know how to do my own way is what I have done for you this morning. Have I blessed you this morning? Can I pray over your life? Now, you see, in those days, I don't force people to sit, to stand when I pray. When the thing gets heated up, they get up. You saw the way you automatically say, pray over us. If I had just come with heavy suit, they say, who be this one? Some of your suit better pass my own here. I better come out. But now you can't tell me come out. Can you tell me to come out? Because I've hit you. Where you're about to call, I can't hear me. Praise God. There are some kind of beating only mothers have. There's one they call Abara. Pa! Here. There is the one they call follow come. After Abara, pa! They give you follow come. Bo! Should I tell you the third one? It's called carry go. Abara, follow come, and carry go. Your setting just behave yourself. I've given you some Abara and some settings and some. Now you are willing to hear me. Praise. Today's service, now you will listen to man of God. Nobody will roam around. Some of you, your legs are already aching. Pastor, oh God, but I want to bless you. He said, behold, the smell of my son. I'm talking to you, my brother. He said, behold, the smell of my son is as a smell of the field whom the Lord has blessed. The Lord asked me to tell you, hear me. He said, stop looking at your environment. He said, for what I'm doing in you is beyond what is happening around you. Okay? I'm actually seeing a relocation taking place in your life. But the Lord said, where I'm taking you to will shock you eventually. For behold, the smell of my son is as a smell of the field whom the Lord has blessed. I'm going to give you that as a foretaste. I speak over the house. I bow my knees to God, the Father of my Lord Jesus Christ, to whom all the family in heavens and earth are named. Lord, before you are standing your people. If you don't bless them because of me, your servant, bless them because they are your children. Some of them are so needy. They have cried unto you because they have nowhere else they can run. Lord, will you abandon them? Have you done that before? So break the barrier over that sister's life. She has reached that point and she has cried. Her pillows are wet. Now it is time to dry up that pillow, Father. In the name of Jesus. I see you first skinned lady. And I'm talking about you. You have cried within this week and say, Father, when will this affliction end? The Lord gave me exact answer to your word. Say, your affliction has ended.
Amen.
He said, it's a new day.
Amen.
It's the day and it's 0 hour.
Amen.
I bless you in the name of the Lord. You are blessed. You can no longer be cursed.
Amen.
Anyone that curses you is cursed.
Amen.
Anyone that blesses you is blessed. Before you, the gates are open. Before you, hell will submit. Before you, the adversary will cower. It's a new day!
Now help me preach a message to your neighbor. Turn to that neighbor. Say, it's a new day.
Turn to another person.
Said,
it's your D-Day. And turn to another person. Said, it's your 0 hour.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.